My guest at this time, he's the head coach from Fort Dodge football, Coach Nick Moser. And Coach, first of all, thank you for the time. I know this situation's not easy. I appreciate you making time this morning.
Yeah, no problem. I was running a little bit late. I was watching flag football today.
Okay, your son playing?
I got two kids playing right now. So,
okay.
So I watched as much as I could, and then I got over here.
Well, I appreciate you doing that, too, because I know that this time of year it's hard for you to find time with your kids and your family because of the season. So I appreciate you making time.
Yeah, we go usually watch a freshman play if they're at home on a Thursday night. Then we play on Friday, and then I've got two flag football games on Saturday and then a tackle game on Sunday. So we got a lot of football that we watch in our house.
For sure. And for you, couldn't be anything really better in that situation. Now, some football you're going to watch over this weekend is going to be the film from last night. Mm-hmm. And you fell last night 20-6, homecoming against Sioux City East. And Coach, I don't know how to describe it other than it was a game where you just couldn't get anything going. I don't know if it was their defense, your offense. You tell me, was it a combination of both? What do you see looking back on it now?
Yeah, you know, it was probably a combination of both. They defended us a little bit, you know, differently than what they did 4 weeks ago, and that's expected. I mean, they weren't going to give us the same look that they gave us 4 weeks ago, and we knew that. I don't know, for whatever reason, we weren't ready to play, and I told the kids last night that falls on me because obviously, I mean, if you were at the game last night, it was pretty obvious we were not ready to play a football game. And we just never got into it. We never got into it from an emotional standpoint. We never got into it. I never got into it from a play calling standpoint. I don't know what happened, but I didn't have them ready to play a football game last night, and that falls on me.
And you know, that shows the accountability and personal responsibility, you know, that you take in that. And I think that's admirable as well. Do you think some of this, I mean, we talked about homecoming and this year being a little bit different. You know, we thought maybe that would be a positive coming in because some of the less activities, you think some of that maybe was a distraction or?
I don't know. I honestly, I don't know. I can't make excuses with homecoming. I mean, like I said, I don't think I can say it, you know, any clearer than I did to the kids. Hey, we just weren't ready to play a game, and I don't know why, and we got to figure that out. You know, we did it a couple of weeks ago against Marshalltown. We were able to, you know, kind of fight our way back, and you go through the first half last night, and you come out, and they don't score in the third quarter, but we get three offensive plays because we can't get off the field on defense, and we can't do anything offensively. So you talk about, we've had quarters this year that seemed like they took an hour and a half, and that third quarter felt like it was over in 12 minutes.
Yeah.
It was 12 minutes of actual time, and that quarter was over. We've got to fix some stuff. We turned the ball over too much last night, but again, and that's something that we haven't done all year up until the last 2 weeks. We've got to find a way to run the ball consistently. We didn't do that last night. And we got to find a way to throw the ball consistently, and we didn't do that last night. Defense, for the most part, was okay.
I thought so. It was pretty good.
I wouldn't say they're outstanding. I don't think it was the best defensive football game we've played. We made mistakes that we shouldn't be making in week six on both sides of the ball. And, you know, you're either coaching or allowing it to happen, and I don't know which one I am doing right now, and I got to get that figured out here in the next couple of days.
Absolutely, and I don't doubt that you and your staff will go to work and will figure it out. You guys have shown, you know, improvement in a lot of ways, and I believe you're going to bounce back from this. The unfortunate part is you're going to be bouncing back against the seven-time defending state champions next week, and we'll talk a little bit about that with Dallas Catholic. But, you know, defensively, I agree with you. I thought they played solid. I think the defense played well enough for you to win the game last night. You know, and you talked about never really having that emotional intensity. You started to get it a little bit in the fourth quarter when James Daniel makes the pick and returns it deep into their territory and you score. on that. And then you get the onside kick. You started to have it and then really had an opportunity, despite how bad you played for three and a half quarters. You had a chance last night and just had a miscue on special teams where they get the ball back. Yep. You know, it was just one of those deals where you couldn't get out of your own way. But I do want to highlight that I thought James Daniel played a heck of a ball game last night defensively, and there were some other guys. And, you know, I won't make excuses, but you guys are banged up to the point where you've got guys that normally would be the number two guy starting on defense, especially really everywhere on offense too, but especially on defense. So I did think the defensive effort was okay, probably a little bit too much, too many yards per carry on average, probably a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I'll touch on the James Daniel interception. I mean, we did have a chance for what we lacked last night. James makes a huge play. We come out, we get the ball, we score on the first play, and then we kick an onside kick and recover it. So we have three plays back to back to back that are huge, and we didn't have that all game. So yeah, absolutely. You're sitting there going, man, you're down 13-6 at that time because we missed the extra point, and you're going, we got a shot to go down and tie it up. And we get a holding call on a positive play. We get a holding call that puts us into a first and 22 situation. We get a big run, or it might have been a second down call on that one. We get a big run, and we get ourselves into a fourth and eight situation, and we punt it, and we get a stop. They go three and out from their own 20-yard line. You're sitting there going, all right, we're in a good position. We drop the punt, and we rough the punter. So,
either way,
they're getting the ball back.
You'd rather have just roughed the punter, though, because of the field position.
Yeah, I'd rather have done neither of them. I guess, hey, we have three huge plays in a row, and we just can't capitalize on it. We're banged up, but I don't think anybody else at this point in the season can say they're not.
True.
You know, it's just the craziest part about this whole year is that every week we've got to shuffle kids, maybe more so than what we've had to do in the past. And I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know. I don't know if the kids just not being in a routine is hard on them because our kids aren't in a routine. It's been a fun year. Hey, we're a 3-3 football team. It is what it is. We've played every team on our schedule except two are either lost one game or lost no games.
Yeah.
So we've played a pretty tough schedule, and it's been a crazy year. It's been a fun year, but this has been a year that I don't think anybody else can say they've experienced on the football coaching side of it. It's been a challenging year for a lot of different aspects, but it's been a very fun year for a lot of other aspects. So got a call from a college coach this morning from Dan McCartney. He said, get your butt up and get going. So that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do tomorrow. We got practice tomorrow at 5:00. Tomorrow night to get ready for Dowling on Thursday.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you got to do. I mean, nobody's going to feel sorry for you at this point, and you guys know that you have to go back to work and try to prepare for Dowling as best you can, and that's what you'll do, and I have confidence in saying that. Last night, you know, you had trouble, obviously, moving the football, and also I'll say this. You're 0-2 when you lose the turnover margin. You're 3-1 when you win the turnover margin. So
yeah,
to me, that's the formula right there.
Yeah, that's huge, and that's something that we preach all the time. We preach ball security. We practice our defense getting after the ball and creating turnovers. I think we created one turnover last night, and we turned it over four times. You know, they fumbled the ball plenty of times.
They grabbed it.
Yeah, they fumbled the ball or pitched the ball in front of them, I guess.
No,
I'm not going to go there. But hey, we just didn't make enough plays last night, and we didn't coach well enough last night. We got out-coached. We got outplayed. We got out everything last night, and it showed that we deserve to lose that football game, and we'll get ready to go next week.
All right, so I'm not going to ask for your opinion on that play that you just highlighted here because I don't want to get you in trouble, but I want to ask you for the explanation that you were given because you did go and ask for an explanation, it looked like, mm-hmm. at least, and you should have. From my vantage point, and you and I were on the same side of the field, you were closer than I was. What I saw was a guy running the football across the line of scrimmage and an illegal forward lateral to another guy who scored. Was the explanation that the ball was knocked out and the other guy grabbed it?
The explanation is that he fumbled it to a guy that was apparently right there. Yeah, so we were told that he fumbled the football. But it is what it is.
I thought that had to be what the call on the field was because otherwise – it's an illegal forward lateral, and
yeah,
that's a penalty. So there were, and I'm not going to criticize the officials because it wasn't on the officials last night. But there were a couple of plays. That play was questionable. There was a couple of times where they called the runner down that I also think was 50-50. One time in particular in the first half right in front of your sideline. So I do think that there was some things in that regard that worked against you too. But overall, it just was one of those nights where you guys didn't get it done. I mean, that's the only way that I can explain it. Deshaun Clayton went for you last night, downtown played. Did not look like himself, if you ask me, from what I saw. If you had to put a percentage, how healthy is Deshaun?
I'm not exactly sure. He didn't practice much. Obviously, last week he didn't practice. He got into it a little bit more at the end of this week. That was a question we asked him, are you ready to go? And he said, hey, I'm ready to go. I don't know if he had a ton of pain. The hardest thing I think he had to do last night was be able to cut. And that was hard for him. And, you know, we'll assess where he's at tomorrow. He obviously wasn't at 100%. But he fought through it and gave us some tough runs. He'll get better. He'll eventually that injury will go away. But yeah, he wasn't 100% last night, but he wanted to play. It's his last homecoming game as a senior year, and he wanted to be out there on the field.
And that's absolutely admirable. And I think his mindset probably was thought he could probably help you guys and had a better chance if he played. And, you know, that's admirable. You love a guy like that's going to gut it out. You had guys gutting it out all over the field last mm-hmm. night. Carson Peterson playing on a bad ankle last night, got banged up, left the game for a minute, came back, did the best he could in a bad situation. They got a lot of pressure on him last night, got a lot of licks on him. How much of that is breakdowns and pass protection? How much of that is him being hampered by the injury to where he doesn't have the normal escapability?
You know, we didn't protect very well last night. And part of what we like to do offensively, too, is we like to roll Carson out, and maybe that was a little bit more difficult to do. He wasn't necessarily what I've seen from him, you know, the other – weeks he wasn't maybe himself as much as he has been, but he never missed a day of practice this week. He rolls his ankle last week. He is there on Monday practicing, ready to go. He's there on Tuesday practicing. And when we left the Urbandale game, I didn't know if we'd have him this week. I mean, I was awfully worried about that. He's just a tough kid. He's a gritty kid. Didn't have his best night last night, but I don't think anybody can. I can't say I had my best night last night. Again, it's something we've got to get fixed and be ready to go on Thursday, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, and I agree with you there. Coach Nick Moser, my guest here. Coach, I want to ask you here, and this is not necessarily trying to question you, and I don't want you to take this as any sort of criticism, but with Carson being banged up like he was, you played Carver a little bit in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of expected with your offense struggling in the second half, thought you might go with Connor Carver, at least for a series or two. You didn't in the second half. Tell me why.
Petey's our guy. I mean, Petey's our guy. I've told you on the show before, Connor's going to be a really good quarterback. But Petey right now has earned the right to, if he can play and he wants to play, he's earned that right. You know, I didn't think it would have been the right thing to do to put Connor in the second half. Because if you look at the second half, again, we had one series in the third quarter that's three plays. We have a one-play series in the fourth quarter that we score on. You know, I don't think we ran 45 plays offensively last night. I mean, we just were not on the field. So if you're going to put Connor in, you know, where do you put him in the fourth quarter? That's not a situation I want to put a sophomore in. You know, Connor did a good job when he was in there for a couple series in the first quarter. But we turned the ball over a series on one of the series. And that wasn't necessarily on Connor. It wasn't. But Petey's earned the right to stay in the football game. And he's our guy. Again, Connor's going to be a good football player. Just last night was Petey's game to be in for.
I totally respect that, and that does make a lot of sense that you would have been putting him in a kind of disadvantageous situation. And I thought that was probably the explanation that you had, or the line of thinking you had. I mean, it's something I thought about too. I wondered, you know, it's sometimes when you're searching, coach, you know, I'm like you. You know, I was searching for an answer up there doing the game too. What's the answer? What do you do? Sometimes when you're searching, you find the spark that you need to kind of ignite the flame. And I thought maybe that would do that, but I certainly understand your line of thinking there, and you know more about it than me. So, you know, I respect that for sure. Okay, Dallin Catholic on Friday night. Seven-time defending state champions. You're on the road. You are, as the adage says, the old saying, playing with house money would be an understatement when you play those guys, right? So at this point, what do you do? What's the message, the mindset of how you take on a team like that?
Excuse me. The biggest thing, again, when we practice on Sunday, we got to fix our mistakes. We can't turn the ball over four times and win a football game. You know, we do the week before, we turn it over six times. And then the previous four weeks, we don't turn it over hardly at all. So we've got to fix our mistakes. Biggest thing, we got to fix alignment issues on defense. We're not necessarily getting aligned, you know, correctly all the time. We got to tackle better. We've got to go back and we've got to do some soul searching and get ourselves physically ready to play a football game, mentally ready to play a football game, and prepared. And we weren't last night, and we need to have that on Thursday. I don't care what happens necessarily Thursday, and that's not the right way of saying it.
Because wait a minute, are we playing the game Thursday?
It's Thursday night.
Oh, I thought it was Friday night.
Nope, Thursday night.
Thank you.
That's why we're practicing tomorrow night.
So okay.
Yep.
I don't think anybody has sent me that memo yet.
It's Thursday night. I should say I don't care what the outcome is, but we have so much stuff internally that we've got to get fixed right now. Obviously, we're going to prepare for dialing, but we just need to get better at what we're doing.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that if you'll fix yourself, be the best version of yourself, that's going to give you the best opportunity to compete with them. It's going to be a short week turnaround to Thursday, but they've got to do it too.
Yep.
So it's the same deal. I did not know it was I swear I have October 9th is what was sent to me.
No, it's Thursday, and it's been
October 8th.
When they changed the schedule to a seven-game schedule.
That's where that changed?
It got moved then, yep.
Okay, well, we'll be down there in Dallas Thursday night instead of Friday night then. And so I'll make the necessary adjustments that I need to make on that end too. And here's the thing, man. We always talk about high school sports and high school football as about the opportunities you get. You know, it's all about the opportunity you get. What a better opportunity. There is no better opportunity than what you have to go and play a seven-time state champion. And the beauty of it is, regardless of outcome, you've already qualified for the playoffs because everybody's going to get in. So regardless of that outcome there, it's not like you have to win that game to get in the playoffs. So this really is going to serve as a measuring stick for you to know where you're getting into in terms of the playoffs. And, it's all about opportunity, right?
Yeah, it is. I'd rather sit here at 3-3 coming off a struggle that we had last night than be a Des Moines Public School kid or coach right now. We've had six opportunities. Not every team in the state can say that. So we're fortunate to be in the position that we're in during a pandemic, and we've got to make the most of all of our opportunities. And last night we did it. But I think playing a game last night is better than not being able to play a football game. And that's the situation that some teams are in right now.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, and I certainly agree with you. Coach Nick Moser has been my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Coach, I appreciate the time here. Certainly, we like to visit on a little better circumstance.
Yep.
Certainly we do, but I appreciate the time and you coming out here. And I appreciate your accountability. You know, you stepped right in and said, you know, last night's on you. You take responsibility. You're accountable for that. And I think that points to not only your character, but it points to the example that you and the coaching staff are trying to set for the young men that you have. And I think that's bigger than football.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
That's Coach Nick Moser, the head football coach of Fort Dodge.